Orleans. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. God, I know I'm one. She sewed my blue jeans. My father was a gambler. Went on in New Orleans.
This is the Real BS Show, and it's a classic. Let's do some classic music today.
Yeah, kind of
ballad, slow ballad, classic,
slow,
all time great stuff.
Right,
stuff that's not real popular. That was Eric Burton, his first. I don't know, 63, 64, someplace way back then.
Right,
but everybody's heard that song, so we'll play some music that you ain't heard quite so much.
Yeah. The Animals had an interesting time there, you know, but he wrote that song before the Animals, right?
I don't know. He's a jerk. I know that. Really? Yeah. Well, we did a show downtown. We Love Erie Days or something, and he showed up. And he's over there yapping at me about this and that, and I'm trying to plug everything in. And I told him, I said, get out of the way. I said, beat it. I'm busy.
Right.
Go away. I didn't know who he was. He was I didn't know he was star of the show.
Right.
And then he come back later, and he says, okay, if you're running the monitor, he said, just turn everything all the way up. All the way up. I said, what, who are you? I said, I don't get paid enough to turn it all the way up. That's out of my pay grade. You
right,
know?
Right.
Just buzz off. You know? I tell him. And then they started to show, and he come out, and he was the lead singer. I
said, oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. I was bad-mouthing the wrong guy. But he didn't. It was no big deal, you know.
Right.
But he was just a little mouthy jerk.
Huh.
So that was my introduction to Eric Burton.
That's kind of funny.
The band was good, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the band was really good. I didn't like him, but the band was good.
You said the one bassist that they had was really amazing.
Well, that was later on, yeah. Yeah. I forgot where they stole him from, but he was really, boy, good bass player. And anyways, I don't know. What kind of music do you got? We got some classic, slow ballad kind of stuff. Stuff that's not, I don't know.
Yeah, we got like Boston, some Deep Purple.
What's that rainbow thing?
Oh, that's,
Richie Black.
Richie.
Blackmore?
I think it's Richie Blackmore's Rainbow.
Yeah,
the Rainbow.
Right. He was a guitar player for Deep Purple.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we can put that in, you know?
Yeah, we'll get some of that kind of stuff in there that maybe not everybody's heard.
Yeah, it's been a while probably they heard it. Or you know, it's somewhere out there.
They might
there,
not even know? Like, you know.
Well, that's true. It's true.
But
it's stuff we like.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is. All right, well, let's play something.
Yeah. sail away on ships of wonder. But life's not a wheel with chains made of steel. So bless me, oh bless me, bless me. Come the dawn, come the dawn, come the dawn, come the
times of being a traveler, I look for something.
songs that I have sung echo in the distance like the sound of a windmill going round. Guess I'll always be a soldier of fortune. I could be a sound. I'll always be a soldier of fortune.
That is beautiful, Bill.
Yeah, that was, I forget who it was.
That was Boston.
No, it wasn't Boston. Yeah. It was Ritchie Blackmore.
Oh, Deep Purple. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm having some mental problems there.
Yeah, well, join the crowd.
Yeah, talking about that, I've been sleeping right, man. I made the mistake of falling asleep one night at like 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. And then I'd wake up at like 1 or 2 in the morning and couldn't get back to sleep. And it became a repeating pattern where I kept on falling. It was so dark out, you know? And
I know this weather screws you up from top to bottom. I mean, it's just miserable.
You know, I there's been a few times where I had to be awake in the morning and, you know, like at 6 o'clock and I overslept my alarm. That's not normal for me. So
I look out the window and there's nothing I can do. I can't go out. Everything's buried in snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrible. And it's cold too.
Yeah.
It's the worst part.
It's
terrible.
Trying because, you know, I then the rest of the day I'm exhausted, just mentally and physically exhausted. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go anywhere, you know, and
sit around and eat chocolate chip cookies or something.
We've
been spoiled for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years or whatever. It hasn't been bad, but now it's ugly, just ugly.
But you know the
terrible.
The days are getting longer, Bill. So that's a huge positive. You know we're not.
It's colder longer. That's all.
That's true. You know,
it's clear up to about 25, 26 degrees out there with the sun shining.
You're right. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
jeez.
It's supposed to be warmer, I guess. But you know, I just hope for. I look forward to the spring's time. That's the big part. You
when it hits 40, I'm getting my shorts out. Jeez,
this is terrible. Don't come visiting Bill.
ugly.
He might be in his shorts, you know. It's one of those times that I think that we all need to just, you know, be nice to each other. I think, you know, that's how I view it.
Yeah, go back to bed, pull the covers up over your head, and hope for spring.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. It's just I'm looking forward to spring, like I said, and. You know, it's also, you know, I don't know. A lot of people seem grumpy. It's really difficult being around this where people are just so angry and, you know.
Well, it's depressing. The whole thing's depressing.
Right.
Ooh, terrible.
Yeah. I don't see how people can, you know, not see the bigger picture, I guess, is the word I want to use. There's more important things out there than getting frustrated over things. You know, we used to be able to have a discussion about things in politics or whatever, and now it seems like people are just wanting to be angry just for the purpose of being angry. I think COVID snapped a lot of people.
Apart. I mean, it's just everything's going haywire.
You know, it's kind of tragic. You know, we can't have a civil conversation these days about anything.
California's burning down and we're freezing to death.
Right. Oh, yeah. Then, you know, New Orleans, I think they had like 6 to 8 inches of snow. That's not normal.
Good. Give them a piece of their own. Some kind of airplane fell into the ocean there off
Washington, D.C.
Was it Washington? Yeah. Ronald Reagan's airport.
Yeah.
Oh, a helicopter banged into him. That's
right.
What it was.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
What a mess. Jeez, oh man.
That's crazy, isn't it? You know, what do you do? I don't know, man.
Just stay home and don't go anywhere.
I wish.
You'd trade in your plane ticket for your money and stay home.
Yeah, that's true. So we got some more music. We have
let's play some music.
We got Boston. Boston. So they're coming up here. Did you ever see Boston perform, or was that kind of like a different thing?
Boston started out with just one guy. He did all the parts, made all the parts, and did everything, and he just, you know, he couldn't get his foot in the door. He kept messing around, Finally, he bumped into the right person, and then he got another guy to do some singing with him, and then they just all of a sudden made a band, and got a contract or whatever. It's all about the big shots with the money, you know. It's nothing. I mean, musicians are you know, big deal, but they don't run the show.
Right.
They get hooked on it's all those big shots in the offices. They're the ones that call all the shots.
It is crazy, though. You don't see that. I mean, nowadays there are some bands out there that are making it happen, I guess is the word I want to use. And so it's quite interesting to see.
Well, they got to take the bull by the horns and do everything themselves. They can't rely on these Capitol Records and Warner Brothers and all this.
Right.
Because those guys would just skin you alive.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's... I can't imagine being out there in the world and seeing how many the record deals... Because, I mean, even like nowadays, the record deals are not... They're not really that lucrative. I mean, you could go out on your own and... get way more money.
You know, we went to Florida. We practiced. We made a tape ourselves.
Right.
We went in a studio and had it done. We sent it to New York City because we knew the drummer was good buddies with Felix Pappalardi, who was a producer for Cream. So we knew we had some connections there. So sent it up. He said, "Yeah, that's pretty good. Come on up and play." So we went up to New York City, and I don't know how long we were there, but we played at a place called O'Connell's. And they had press parties, and it was kind of like a place for Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker and all these famous musicians hung out.
Really?
Jeff Beck, Leslie West, and all these people. It was like their place to hang out.
Oh, really?
And here we are playing, and they're listening to us. And I'm thinking, geez, this is crazy. But we got an offer from Capitol Records for $10,000, which back then to me was a lot,
right?
And for two records, to make two, because our music was pretty much all original, and we thought that was great.
Oh wow!
Well, this guy by the name of Alvin Lee, ten years after, he had a band called 10 Years After. He's from England, I think, but he was there. He said, "Oh no, that's no good." He said, "You can do way better than that." He said. He put up the 10 grand, we'd go into Vanguard Studios and make really good demo tapes and then sell those.
Oh, really?
I thought, well, okay, whatever, I didn't care. What did I care? Well, I got drafted, you know. The FBI caught up with me and said, either you're going in the Army or you're going to jail. So I said,
Wow.
I guess I'll go in the Army, what the heck, same
right,
thing.
Right.
So that was the end of it, and those guys said, well, screw this, and guitar player went back to Florida, and a drummer and Pete, they all went their separate ways, and that was the end of that. So never did, but we got pretty close. I mean, we were hanging out with the big boys.
Yeah, you guys opened for, I can't remember the name of the band, but you were in New York City doing it, weren't you?
A press party for Alive and Kicking.
There you go.
They sold a million records or something. They had a party. And
oh, wow.
And we played at their party.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't think they ever sold any more records after that.
No, I think they broke up or something. Yeah.
But, you know, it's the way Hollywood stars and musicians, you know, they're all been married 6 times. And, you know, it's just a crazy life. I mean, they just, half the time they end up dead.
And a lot of them burn the candle at both ends, is the word I've heard.
Well, you know, they think they're immortal, you know, and
right.
drinking and doing drugs, and oh, what a mess.
Right.
And you'd be shocked at the number of people that you think you know, or you think you knew. They look good on TV and all that, but
right.
trust me.
There's something that was interesting. I watched a documentary last night about comedians. Right, you know, and it was about Boston scene and how back then people used to would give you advice about how to be a better comedian. I'm using this as an analogy to like music, you know, musicians, but they'd give you advice, you know, how to be a better comedian. And a lot of other scenes besides Boston wouldn't do that. They'd take your joke or bit and then take that their own advice besides telling you and then go and do that joke and make it better. And then Boston, they didn't do that. They would tell you how to do it better, right? Well, that ended when people started getting famous in Boston. Like, people were like, screw this, you know. After the people started, like, two comedians got really famous, they decided to stop telling each other how to get better because it was became more competitive. And I think that's kind of like the same thing with musicians, you know, that you're like, you know, I'm not helping you out anymore. It became more selfish. So
it's a crazy world. That's all right. I know. That's right. All I learned.
Right, right. Well, we can play some more music.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that's if anything to make spring show up a little sooner, that's I'm all for it.
Yeah, we'll heat it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. We'll
things I miss, but don't be unkind. It don't mean I'm blind. Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said. See, it's all clear. You are meant to be here from the beginning. Maybe I might have changed, not been so cruel, not being such a fool. Whatever was done is done. I just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all. You see, it's all clear. You are meant to be here.
And ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Man, he was.
and his king of his honor and his glory. The people would sing,
ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
A bullet had found him, his blood ran as he cried. No money could save him, so he lay down and he died.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
The Real BS Show.
That's right.
On a freaking cold winter day.
But it's sunny out. It's kind of weird.
It's sunny. It's clear up to 25, I think. Ooh-wee.
Or a heat wave.
Yeah, right. Oh, I hate this. I'm going to Florida next year or Arizona or someplace south.
Yeah, you can go to St. Augustine. It's really nice there, you know?
Oh, brother. Oh, anyways. We got any more music to play?
Oh, yeah. We got King Crimson up.
Oh. So we got this slow rock ballad,
yeah,
classic kind of stuff. Okay, that's kind of down more my alley, yeah. I guess. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. We don't have to blab a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scream, cause I'm I came at the seams upon. Torn apart with are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
BS show?
That's right.
What do you think? We got one more squeezed in there?
Yeah, you know, you got sometimes you get, you know, love hurts.
Oh, that's kind of tacky.
I know.
Jeez. You didn't stay up late thinking of that, did you?
I know I didn't. No, that was okay. A quick reaction, you know.
All right. Well, everybody stay warm, and we'll see you next week when it's 50 degrees.
Yeah.
50.
We were hoping for that.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be nice?
No more cold.
Whew. 50 degrees.
Right.
Oh, boy. I'm going to throw a party if that happens. Oh, all right. Hey, everybody, be safe, be warm, and we'll see you next week. Okay?
See ya.